My guest is songwriter, guitarist, and singer Gary Louris, a highly respected artist with a loyal following here in the U.S. and around the globe. He was a founder of the Jayhawks, a band that has enjoyed lots of success over years, not just years, but decades. And Gary has done a lot of solo work, and you've had songs covered by artists like the Dixie Chicks and John Hiatt and Lucinda Williams, and just started a tour featuring music spanning that entire career. Welcome to Simply Folk, Gary.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I noticed when I was getting ready for this interview that you have been on Mountain Stage and World Cafe and Austin City Limits, lots of public media programs. What do you think the appeal is of your music to public radio and public TV listeners and viewers?
Well, for one thing, our music just kind of falls between the cracks, and, you know, it doesn't fit commercial radio so much, but it doesn't mean that it's not good music. In fact, it probably means it is good music. And I don't know. I think the public radio listeners tend to be pretty savvy and have good taste, I guess is how I would put it. Smart people who dig a little deeper and find music that just isn't on every radio station.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Meaningful music, thoughtful music, well-crafted music, which is all of the above in your case.
I hope so.
Why don't we start with a song? What would you like to start with?
Well, I've been on tour with the Jayhawks a lot, and there's a lot of things I haven't been able to really dig into, which is stuff off my solo record, records that Mark Olson wasn't really on, like Sound of Lies and Smile and Rainy Day Music, some co-writing things. So I haven't played a lot of these songs in a long time, so wish me luck. But this is, I'm going to start with a song off my solo record, and this is the title track. It's called Vagabonds. Sunday morning, lying in my car, mustache warning, couldn't get too far. Seven drummers marching in the rain, Latin lovers couldn't feel the pain. Red Camaro, never get there, Phil. Feeling freedom just west of Chapel Hill. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away. Creekside husky coming down the ridge, growing marijuana underneath the bridge. Shaky fingers stand up pointing at the coast. Old folky singers with cold harmonicas. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away. Over, tell me I'm alive. Shallow breathing right between the eyes. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away. Carry on, you vagabonds, everyone's gone away.
Vagabonds is the name of the song, title track from your solo CD. Was that around 2008?
I think so, yeah. It's up there, a little high there for this time in the morning. But have to make a note of that next time.
That'll warm you up a little bit.
Yeah.
We mentioned a little bit at the front all of the folks that have, you know, that you've worked with in terms of songwriting. And your career has been one of so much collaboration, from writing with Mark Olson to Golden Smog. And a lot of your work reflects harmonies and harmony singing. So what is it like to just be out there yourself, your guitar, and your voice?
Well, it's a little scary, and it's a little bit, it's a lot of freedom, too. It's kind of a double-edged sword, I guess, or whatever. You know, you get the, I can play whatever I want, or I don't have to play at all, whatever pleases me. But, you know, as George Harrison once kind of said, but, you know, it's just another side of being a musician, you know. And I think it's kind of a rite of passage, you know, to be able to just come out and have the song stand up with just acoustic guitar, vocal, basically, and not have the big electric guitar, bass, drums, and everything to fill it all out. So, you know, I didn't do it for a long time. I still haven't done that much of it, but this is the beginning of a long couple months here of doing it. And I think it just makes you feel like a real musician.
Well, you've been a real musician for a long time, but there is a kind of a transparency to the music when it's just, there's nothing else padding it. There's no big production or anything. All you focus on is the melody and the chord progression and the lyrics.
Yeah. Yep, there's nothing to hide behind. And warts and all, you just do get to hear the words, if there's anything that can be criticized sometimes from playing in a band. And I'm certainly at fault, because I like my guitar loud to get that tone. That sometimes people say, I can't hear your vocals, or I can't hear the words, and they certainly can this way.
Why don't we have another song?
Okay, I'm going to switch harmonicas. There's another song I haven't really played. It was on the last Jayhawk record, but it just never really worked. As a band song.
Mockingbird Time?
Mockingbird Time. And it's called Pouring Rain at Dawn. And here it goes. Baby, close the door. The only one you know. Footsteps you keep wandering on and on. Pouring rain at dawn. Set yourself at ease. You're always on my mind. Close the door, I close the door, that's all. I chose my way to fall. I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want to be unfaithful. I just want to be the one you hold. I can't turn back the hands of time, but if I could, I'd make you mine. I was always so in love with you. Landed on my knees, the rose you gave to me. Healing comes to those who are the most in need. The ones you're looking for. Say before you go, this is all I know. Reasons why I can't rely on all this time. Oh, and go so slow. I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want to be unfaithful. I just want to be the one you hold. Can't turn back the hands of time. If I could, I'd make you mine. I was always so in love with you. Never should be breaking your heart again.
never should be breaking your heart again. Baby, close the door, the only one you know. Footsteps you keep wandering on and on. Pouring rain at dawn, pouring rain at dawn, pouring rain at dawn.
Pouring Rain at Dawn from the Jayhawks album of 2011, Mockingbird Time. That's wonderful great. Album with a nice kind of a little bit of a bluegrass feel to it from time to time.
From time to time.
Yeah.
Definitely, we listened to a lot of English folk music before we were writing, so there's a lot of that kind of meandering, multi-part English folk stuff that's mixed in with the Americana and the pop.
You can hear that. Well, and that brings up the whole genre issue. I mean, we hear country-ish sounds. We hear folk sounds from you, pop, power pop, you know, and all the big electric guitar sounds. Mm-hmm. And when you write, does the song kind of tell you how it's going to be arranged, or does that come afterwards? What's that process for you and for you and whoever you write with?
Mm-hmm. It seems to dictate itself, you know, in some way. It's just, it starts forming itself. People say you find a song, you know, sometimes that's true, sometimes it's there, sometimes you have to look a little harder. And we certainly have our certain go-to styles, you know, the strumming, the picking, and so, you know, it usually falls within three or four kind of our basic go-to styles. But the song kind of dictates itself. And it just kind of happens. For us, it's better the less we think about it, the more we just start up, or I start up the song, writing it. It's best to just kind of start to go forward without analyzing too much.
Do your songs come with lyrics first or music first, or how does that process work for you?
Well, it's usually together. And usually what happens is if anybody could really see musicians write songs, it's kind of humorous, because you see a lot of mumbling, a lot of people going, you know, and half words and very meek kind of half-committed melodies. But it's just kind of, for me, it's best when the words kind of come at the same time, because they seem to fit. The sound of the word is almost as important as the word itself, mm-hmm. and certain vowels and certain things hit certain mm-hmm. notes right. And so usually there's something there through the mumbles, and you go back and listen, and you go, hey, that's what I'm talking about. It's almost like it comes from the subconscious. Mm-hmm. There's other ways. I've written many different ways. It depends if I'm writing in Nashville or something. It becomes more of a little more specific. It's nice to have a title. A title is also very helpful, and some direction when you're writing for somebody else.
Mm. Speaking of Nashville, you were recently at the Americana Festival, and I think you performed there. What do you think about the growth of Americana? It just seems to be exploding as a genre.
Yeah, when we started, in 85, I mean, there wasn't a name for it.
Right.
And we would send our demos off to people, and there was interest. There was a lot of interest from the very beginning, and then it would get stuck on a certain level. You know, there'd be people that are just one step away from being the signers or the deciders in the label. And they just say, I like it, but I don't know what you call it, what you do, you know. And at that time, we didn't know anybody who was doing what we were doing. We felt like we were kind of onto this this thing.
You're on the frontier,
Yeah, so that was exciting, because we were amidst all these great bands like The Replacements and Husker Du and Soul Asylum and all these things happening in Minneapolis, along with Prince and The Time. And here we're this band doing kind of this weird Woody Guthrie meets, you know, it was almost a little punky at the time.
Yeah.
And then we met guys from Uncle Tupelo, and there was kind of some bonding there, and that was kind of the beginning of a friendship that lasts to this day. But, you know, other than that, we didn't hang around with a bunch of roots rock people and talk about roots rock, you know.
Mm. What kind of music did you listen to growing up? Did you study anything like classical or formally, or were you listening to Woody
Guthrie? I listened to everything but what I do now. I mean, I took classical piano from age 6 to 14, and I took some classical guitar for about a year, and really didn't have an electric guitar until I was about 18. You know, I wasn't in a band until I graduated from college.
Huh.
I went to architecture school, and I was an architect for 9 years while I was also in the band a bit. But I grew up listening to all British music. I pretty much wanted to be in the Kinks or the Beatles, or then I wanted to be in the Clash or the those kind of bands. I listened to punk rock, English punk rock mostly, and then I listened to a lot of prog rock,
mm-hmm.
art rock,
mm-hmm.
like Eno and mm-hmm. all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
And
Yes. And
Genesis
mm-hmm.
and Yes and mm-hmm. all that kind of
Pentangle,
stuff.
Pentangle, did you listen
uh-huh.
to that?
That came a little later because mm-hmm. I still really wasn't into folk music. Mm-hmm. It really came when I was playing in a British rock cover band and this guy played me the Sun Sessions by Elvis Presley, and just the purity of that record just drove me to search out bluegrass and soul and country and folk music and all those kind of musical, American music forms, mm-hmm. really. And that's where I started getting into things like the Lubin Brothers and hard old country and things like that. And that started, that's when I kind of met with Mark Olson, and he was kind of listening to the same thing.
And it all coalesced. Oh, boy. And you
it
can
did.
Hear
we
it.
We found yeah. our own thing. It took us 2 records. By Blue Earth, we kind of found our own kind of niche. The first record was more us aping bands mm-hmm. like Merle Haggard, not band, but, you know, Merle Haggard mm-hmm. and things like that. We're trying to do really hard country and stuff. And we were also, to this day, big Birds fans and people like that. Mm-hmm. So.
You've worked with Roger McGuinn, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I can say Roger's a good, close, personal friend of mine because he's not here to say anything else. But, but I've seen, you know, I know Roger, and he's a great guy, and we've played together. He sat in with us. We've sat in with him. We played on one of his records. And, yeah, I ran into him in New York at the beginning of this cycle of our record promotion, and Roger Daltrey was there, and I was going to go over and meet him. I got talked into meeting him, and he was gone at this restaurant. And then I turned around, and I go, Roger? And there's Roger McGuinn sitting here. So I got one. I lost one Roger and found another. You know?
There's so many connections in the industry, and you've got many, many of them. Well, why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do one I actually know, I think. So it's a little stumbly, so... I thought maybe I should go to a go-to song, and one that people, let me get this in here, sorry.
You've got a whole array of harmonicas, every key you
need.
Not
much of a harmonica player, but it's just kind of a, I don't have that electric guitar, so, you know, this is.
Kind of something to fill in a little bit, huh?
Yeah. So this one's from the Rainy Day Music record, and it's one that... again, we really haven't been playing as a band, so it's fun for me to get to play these. So this is, it used to be called Pretty Little Hairdo, but it's called Save It for a Rainy Day. And it goes like this.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup. Burden that you carry, more than one soul could ever bear. Don't look so sad, Marina, there's another part to play. Don't look so sad, Marina, save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Never make your mind up, like driving with your eyes shut. rough around the edges. Won't someone come and take you home? Waiting for a breakthrough, what will you set your mind to? You stood outside the Chinese restaurant in the rain. Don't look so sad, Marina, there's another part to play. Don't look so sad, Marina, save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Don't look so sad, Marina, there's another part to play. Don't look so sad, Marina, save it for a rainy day. 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 Save it for a rainy day.
If you're just joining me, my guest is Gary Loris of the Jayhawks and a number of other projects, and he's on tour with a solo show featuring music.
On tour
music.
With myself.
Yeah, on tour with yourself, your guitar, and your harmonica.
And my friend Petey. So
And the tour includes two stops in Wisconsin. You're going to be in Milwaukee this evening at 8 p.m. That's at Schenck Hall. And then Stoughton coming up on Sunday at the Stoughton Opera House. That's the 7th of October. And in between, on Thursday, Chicago at the City Winery, Bloomington, Illinois on Friday, and DeKalb at Otto's on Saturday. So, that's just...
I'm exhausted just working at that, and that's just part of it. And I go over to Europe and kind of do shows over there, so I should be pretty warmed up by that time.
Do you enjoy the intimacy of these? It's almost a one-on-one kind of an arrangement when you have an audience that's so focused on you.
I do. And it's funny because I'm basically a very shy person. And you'll find a lot of musicians are shy people who feel something about... Is there something about being in the room, you're with people, but there's a little bit of a separation because you're on stage. And, I'm not a storyteller. I don't sit around and do a lot of give and take with the audience. But I think I'm trying to push myself on these shows, this tour, to just open up and play songs I don't even know that well, but maybe I haven't played in a while, instead of sticking just to the same old set list. So
the set list will be changing from night to night depending on how you feel?
I feel, what people yell out.
Yeah.
I've got my little cheat sheets here because there's so many songs that I pretty much remember all the chords, but it's like all the words from,
right.
20 years.
That third verse from 1993.
Yeah, what is that? Is it I or you? I don't remember, And, they're more like little safety nets. But, I have other things I want to do. I don't know if I'm going to do. I'd like to try to write a song on stage once in a while just to see what it's like. It could fall flat on my face. But I think the point here is to fall flat on my face or rise above, but just don't settle in that in-between spot.
All the glory or nothing.
Or all the failure. All the bitter, the smell of victory and the taste of defeat or whatever it used to be called.
Right,
but it's nothing worse than that in-between, never thrill, never disappoint kind of area. I'd rather just be a disaster or be great, but... nothing in between.
Well, you certainly the critics love your music, and all of your peers love the music. You've had this career that has lasted for decades in an industry that, that doesn't happen with a lot of folks. So, I your songs have such staying power, and they're such wonderful stories and slices of life, and they're literate and they're little jewels. I look forward to hearing more from you. Are you planning to do a solo CD, another one?
I'm planning on doing another solo CD, and this is kind of a jump start for it to get me going. And I have some side projects with some other musicians who will be named later. But I know, are friends of mine that we're going to make some music together, and I'll continue to do some co-writing and producing. So a lot of little different things.
One other question for you. I heard that you have a connection with Spain. Did you go back and forth? Do you have a home there? And
I have a home there. I have a home in this little town called Puerto de Santa Maria, which is right outside of Cadiz, as they say, mm-hmm. C-A-D-I-Z, Cadiz or Cadiz. And, we just started going over there around in 2000 or so. And, it just I fell in love with the country. The people are amazing. Food's incredible. And I wanted to go somewhere where it never snowed. So I said, I want to live here. So I had friends of mine through the music business there who helped me find a place, and I met this guy named Paco Loco, who's a fantastic producer down there, lives in that town. So this is tape, so mm-hmm. I guess, but I'm going to Spain with the band for four more shows right after on, was it Sunday or Monday?
Oh, wow.
Friday, Saturday, probably Monday, I fly to Spain. So, I'll be going over there for Christmas most likely, and yeah, I just love it there.
Do you speak the language?
I do, but I'm very rusty. And in the South, it's completely different. It's like in the States when there's regional slang and colloquialisms and just accents and things. And people from Madrid have a hard time understanding people in the South, Andalusia. So. Yeah, my Spanish is pretty rusty.
Do you think any of the Spanish feel would enter your songwriting at all?
I don't know. I haven't felt that. You know, it's not like all of a sudden I'm doing this like kind of flamenco stuff. Yeah. But we'll see if I spend more time there.
Well, we've had a couple of songs about rainy days. Maybe there'll be one about a sunny day.
I know. I just know. You know, that's one thing. There's not going to be any more songs about rain.
All right.
Anymore. There's too much. I'm getting a little repetitive.
What would you like to close with?
I'll play just a simple, well, isn't that simple, actually. It's got a lot of chords, but it's called Smile, When You're Down and Out. It's off the record, Smile. Wake up, put your shoes on, take a breath of the northern air, and rub those eyes. Genuflect beneath the starry skies. Before you climb the mountain, first the foothills must appear. Step high and light. Yeah, take up your staff and shining armor. Chin up, chin up, you don't really have a problem. Chin up, in your hour of despair. And smile when you're down and out. Smile when you're down and out. Smile. Stars on the horizon stretch as far as the eyes can see. They represent souls of those like you and me. So smile when you're down and out. Smile when you're down and out. Smile.
Chin up, chin up. You don't really have a problem. Chin up, chin up. In your hour of despair. So smile when you're down and out. Smile when you're down and out. Smile when you're down and out. Smile when you're down and out and out and out. Sky is falling down. Sky is falling down. Sky is falling down. Sky is falling down.
I learned it as I was going along. Again, I'm trying to go out there on a limb because I haven't played these songs.
That's a great song. Love that. Smile, smile when you're down
smile,
and out.
Smile, kind of like Charlie Chaplin. He wrote a song called Smile.
Yeah, he did.
He was a pretty versatile guy.
He was very talented. Well, Gary, thank you very much for coming in. I want to mention the shows again, which would be Wednesday, the 3rd of October in Milwaukee at Schenck Hall, Thursday, the 4th in Chicago at City Winery, Friday, the 5th in Bloomington, Illinois at Castle Theater, Saturday, the 6th in DeKalb, Illinois at Otto's, and then back in Wisconsin next Sunday, October 7th at the Stoughton Opera House. Boy, that's going to be a busy week. The whole tour is like that.
Yeah, and then it goes on to Europe, and so I will be a machine at some point.
Yeah, you will. It'll be all smooth and polished.
At some point, yeah.
Gary, your website is GaryLouris.com, which is Louris.
That's correct.
Right.
And there's a Facebook and... And there's the Jayhawks Official, which is the Jayhawks, that's a website. There's a wonderful website called Jayhawks Fan Page. And but the GaryLourisMusic.com or net.com?
It's com, yep.
.com is the way to see my dates that
right.
are coming up now.
Right. Thank you very, very much for coming in. We sure appreciate it. And I've put all of the links to your websites and information up on our Facebook page. But thanks for sharing your time and your talent with public radio listeners. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you, public radio. I give every month, and so should everybody else.
Thank you for that. I'm Stephanie Elkins. My guest has been Gary Louris. And we'll have more music just after this on Simply Folk.